Hey, welcome to the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. This is episode 471, and I'm Steve Webb, your host. I'm sorry for missing an episode yesterday. Blame it on Father's Day. On Saturday, my wife and my kids surprised me with a trip to a really great pancake restaurant not too far from our home, so I thought that was it for Father's Day festivities. As it turned out, my youngest son took me to the beach after church. It was about 100 degrees here on Father's Day, and Tim just wanted to help me get out of the heat. So anyway, we went to the beach, and then we ended up staying down there for dinner, and I didn't get back home until well after midnight. And I'm sure you can understand when I tell you that I was just too tired to do a show when I got home. Speaking of breakfast on Saturday, it was really special. It's a rare time when we can coordinate our schedules so that everyone can get together. If you'd like to see a picture of my sons, their wives, or girlfriend, in the case of Timothy, and my three grandkids, look me up on Facebook. Only person you won't see is the lovely lady Leanne. Somebody had to be the photographer. Well, I hope you had a great Father's Day, whether you're the dad or you were celebrating your dad or both. Well, let's get moving here. This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible, and we have a new episode for you normally every Monday through Friday. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, track two is the New. Every day we alternate the tracks, and the shows are usually between 10 and 15 minutes long. Today our reading is from the Old Testament book of Isaiah. We'll read chapters 41 and 42 from the easy-to-read version. Let's begin. Isaiah chapter 41. Faraway countries, be quiet and listen to me. Nations, be brave. Come to me and speak. We will meet together and decide who is right. Who woke up the man who is coming from the east? He called justice to march with him. He uses his sword to crush nations. He uses his bow and conquers kings. They run away like straw blown by the wind. He chases armies and is never hurt. He goes places he has never been before. Who was able to make all this happen? Who controlled the lives of everyone from the beginning? I, the Lord, am the one. I was here at the beginning, and I will be here when all things are finished. People along the coast saw this, and they were frightened. Nations at the ends of the earth shook with fear. They have come near. They have arrived. Workers help each other. They encourage each other to be strong. One worker cuts wood to make a statue. He encourages the man who works with gold. Another worker uses a hammer and makes the metal smooth. Then he encourages the man at the anvil. This last worker says, "This work is good. The metal will not come off." Then he nails the statue to a base so that it will not fall over, and it never moves. The Lord says, "You, Israel, are my servant. Jacob, I chose you. You are from the family of my friend Abraham. You were in a faraway country, but I reached out to you. I called you from that faraway place. I said, 'You are my servant. I chose you, and I have not rejected you. Don't worry, I am with you. Don't be afraid, I am your God. I will make you strong and help you. I will support you with my right hand that brings victory. Look, some people are angry with you, but they will be ashamed and disgraced. Your enemies will be lost and disappear. You will look for the people who were against you, but you will not be able to find them. Those who fought against you will disappear completely. I am the Lord your God who holds your right hand. And I tell you, don't be afraid, I will help you. People of Israel, descendants of Jacob, you may be weak and worthless, but do not be afraid. I myself will help you." This is what the Lord himself says. "I am the Holy One of Israel, the one who saves you. Look, I have made you like a new threshing board with many sharp teeth. You will trample mountains and crush them. You will make the hills like chaff. You will throw them into the air, and the wind will blow them away and scatter them. Then you will be happy in the Lord. You will be proud of the Holy One of Israel. The poor and needy look for water, but they cannot find any. Their tongues are dry with thirst. I, the Lord, will answer their prayers. I, the God of Israel, will not leave them to die. I will make rivers flow on dry hills. I will make springs of water flow through the valleys. I will change the desert into a lake filled with water. There will be springs of water in that dry land. I will make trees grow in the desert. There will be cedar, acacias, olive trees, cypress, fir trees, and pines. I will do this so that people will see it and know who did it. They will notice what happened. Then they will understand that the Lord's hand made it happen, that the Holy One of Israel created it all. The Lord, the King of Jacob, says, "Come, present your arguments. Show me your proof. Let your idols come in and tell us what will happen. Idols, tell us what happened in the beginning. We will listen closely so that we can make a decision. Tell us what will happen in the future. What signs did you give in the past to prove that you really are gods? Do something. Do anything, good or bad, so that we can see that you are alive. Then we might fear and respect you. Look, you false gods are worthless. You cannot do anything. Only some horrible fool would want to worship you." I called someone in the north to come. He is coming from the east where the sun rises, and he honors my name. He tramples kings the way a potter softens clay with his feet. Who told us about this before it happened, so that we could say he was right? None of your idols told us anything. They didn't say a word, and they cannot hear anything you say. I, the Lord, was the first one to tell Zion about these things. I sent a messenger to Jerusalem to say, "Look, your people are coming back." I looked at those false gods. Not one of them said anything. They had no advice to offer. I asked them questions, but they didn't say a word. These gods are all less than nothing. They cannot do anything. They're worthless. Isaiah chapter 42. Here is my servant, the one I support. He is the one I have chosen, and I'm very pleased with him. I have filled him with my spirit, and he will bring justice to the nations. He will not cry out or shout or try to make himself heard in the streets. He will not break even a crushed reed. He will not put out even the weakest flame. He will bring true justice. He will not grow weak or give up until he has brought justice into the world. And people in faraway places will hope to receive his teachings. The Lord, the true God, said these things. He created the sky and spread it out over the earth. He formed the earth and everything it produced. He breathes life into all the people on earth. He gives a spirit to everyone who walks on the earth. I, the Lord, was right to call you. I will hold your hand and protect you. You will be the sign of my agreement with the people. You will be a light for the other nations. You will make the blind able to see. You will free those who are held as captives. You will lead those who live in darkness out of their prison. I am Yahweh. That is my name. I will not give my glory to another. I will not let statues take the praise that should be mine. In the past, I told you what would happen, and it happened. Now I'm telling you something new, and I am telling you now before it happens. Sing a new song to the Lord. Praise Him everywhere on earth. All you who sail on the seas, everything in the sea, and all you people in faraway places, deserts and cities, villages of Kedar, praise the Lord. People living in Selah, sing for joy. Sing from the top of your mountain. Give glory to the Lord. Praise Him, all you people in faraway lands. The Lord will go out like a strong soldier. Like a man going into battle, he will be full of excitement. He will shout with a loud cry, and he will defeat his enemies. For a long time I have said nothing. I have controlled myself and kept quiet. But now I will cry out like a woman giving birth. My breathing is getting faster and louder. I will destroy the hills and mountains. I will dry up all the plants that grow there. I will change rivers to dry land and dry up pools of water. Then I will lead the blind along a path they never knew to places where they have never been before. I will change darkness into light for them. I will make the rough ground smooth. I will do these things for them. I will not abandon my people. But some of them have left me. They say to their gold statues, "You are my gods." They trust their false gods, but they will be disappointed and ashamed. Deaf people, listen to me. Blind people, look and see. In all the world, no one is more blind than my servant. No one is more deaf than my messenger. No one is more blind than my chosen people, the servant of the Lord. My people see what they should do, but they do not obey me. They can hear with their ears, but they refuse to listen to me. The Lord wants them to do what is right. He wants them to honor His wonderful teachings. But look at His people. Others have defeated them, and they have stolen from them. The young men are afraid. They are locked in prisons. People have taken advantage of them, and there is no one to protect them. Others take their money, and there was no one to say, "Give it back." Will any of you pay attention to this warning? Will you ever learn to listen? Who let Jacob be defeated? Who let others take what belonged to Israel? The Lord allowed them to do this. We sinned against Him, so He let people take away our wealth. The people did not want to live the way He wanted. They refused to listen to His teaching. So He poured out His anger on them and brought wars against them. It was as if there were fires all around them, but they didn't know what was happening. It was as if they were burning, but they didn't try to understand. May God richly bless the reading of His Word. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 17, we're told that Isaiah 42, which we just got done reading, is about the Messiah. And after reading the chapter, I'm sure you're not surprised. And as you probably know, the Old Testament is replete with messianic prophecies. The Jews for Jesus website lists 365 of them, and of those 365 messianic prophecies in the Old Testament, 132 of them are in the book of Isaiah. The vast majority of these prophecies were fulfilled during Jesus' first incarnation, and only a small handful remain to be fulfilled at His second coming. Now, in chapter 41, God, speaking through the prophet Isaiah, makes a point of asking how many prophecies the false gods and idols made and had been fulfilled. Well, of course, since they're only man-made, the answer is none. God made a point of telling mankind part of His plan in advance so that we would know that He is indeed God. Now imagine the mathematical odds of just the messianic prophecies being fulfilled in the life of just one man. The odds are astronomically high, so high as to be impossible unless the one in whom they were fulfilled was indeed the Messiah. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm satisfied that Jesus is who He said He is. And if He is who He said He is, then every word He said must be true, because God is incapable of being wrong or lying. If I had to pick just one thing He said that every person needs to understand, it would be this from John 14:6, when Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one can get to the Father except by Me." There is no other way to God. Jesus is the one way. Think of it this way. There are millions upon millions of cell phones on the planet, right? Each one has its own phone number. Now, if you want to phone Me, you can only call the one number associated with My phone. If you misdial even one digit, you'll not get Me. Well, it's the same with salvation. There are many purported paths to God, but only one way is the right way. It doesn't matter if you're a good person. It doesn't matter if your intentions are right. It doesn't even matter if you're sorry that you have wronged someone. All that matters is that you have a relationship with Jesus. This is not me saying this. It's Jesus Himself. He is the only way to the Father. Your thoughts? So, on the last show, I told you that I was going to have an announcement to make. Well, here it is. As you know, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide has been available in digital form for some time. Well, I'm pleased to announce that it's going to be available as a real, printed-on-paper book in just a matter of days. I was hoping that it would be ready on Monday, but the proof copy that came in over the weekend was not quite right. There were a few formatting errors that needed to be corrected. Well, the new proof should be here on Wednesday of this week, Thursday at the latest. Barring any new errors, I'll make it live by the end of the week. I'm really happy to finally have a physical book out there. The process started about 6 years ago, and I think this is going to be a great tool for a lot more people. As soon as it is live, I'll let you know. Well, that's enough for now. Before we go, I'd like to thank my friendly editor and others who help support the show. I do need your support. If you'd like to find out how you can chip in, go to support.lifespringmedia.com. Until tomorrow, when we're back in the book of Romans, May God bless you richly. My name is Steve Webb. Bye.